This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Just about 3 months ago, one of the biggest trucking companies in the country, Yellow Freight, based out of Nashville, Tennessee, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. 30,000 people lost their jobs. Most of them, 20,000 or so, were unionized, which is rare in trucking. Most freight carriers aren't union shops. And now, even though they are in high demand, because the supply chain doesn't run all by itself, you know, some of the drivers coming from Yellow Freight are having a hard time finding work. Nashville Public Radio's Mariana Bacalhau has more.
In the months before Yellow's closure, its relationship with the Teamsters Union had already soured. The company was behind on its payments to employees' health benefits, and after missing an extended deadline to pay up, the Teamsters Union had threatened to strike. Tracy Cullen drove for Yellow for nearly 40 years.
And so we were going to strike. Well, at the last 11th hour, lo and behold, they suddenly said, okay, we've got the money.
But drivers like Cullen will never see the benefits the company promised. Soon after, Yellow announced it was shutting down and in a statement said the union was to blame. Now, Cullen and thousands of other truck drivers have to do something many haven't done in a while.
Hey, start beating the street, knocking on doors, trying to get a job. You know, and this is Tennessee. It's going to be hard to get a union job.
Yellow drivers typically earned more than their non-union counterparts. Tennessee, along with 27 other states, has right-to-work laws, which forbid mandatory union dues. It also can divide a workforce
between union members and non-union members.
That's Dan Cornfield, an expert on unionization at Vanderbilt University. He says that's important because it means the union has less bargaining power.
Not all the workers would be expected to honor the picket line.
Theoretically, it should be easier for truck drivers to unionize, Cornfield says, because it's one of the few jobs in the labor sector that can't be fully automated or outsourced right now. There's also a shortage of drivers, which should give the ones looking for work an edge in the market. Anthony Norwood is with Saia Freight's Human Resources. He says his company is hiring.
We certainly invite Yellow and former drivers and other drivers to apply and seek opportunities with us.
Norwood's company might be willing to hire Yellow drivers, but others don't seem so keen. That may be why some Yellow drivers are having a hard time landing new jobs, including Chris Dowdy. He thinks it's because companies don't want to hire former union members like him.
I was told by two companies, straight up, by two companies, they said if you had not worked for Yellow, I would hire you tomorrow.
Dowdy spent a month out of work and even longer without a paycheck. He says he sent out dozens of applications.
And that's the thing that has been boggling my mind. Because back in the day when I came in, like when dinosaurs roamed the earth, you were fired on Friday, you were hired on Monday.
While Dowdy was looking for work, his wife took on a second job to pay the bills.
I mean, a lot of us guys, like myself, we take pride in what we do, and we have pride in taking care of our family and making sure our family's needs are met.
Dowdy was ultimately able to find work that was both within a union and local. He's now driving for the grocery chain Kroger. But he says he's one of the lucky ones. Many of the drivers he worked with at Yellow are still searching for their next job. In Nashville, I'm Mariana Bacalhau for Marketplace.